Man, it's smooth as hell. It's like a watery, smoky feeling when you like inhale the smoke. I fuck with it though. What's it called? Moon Rock.
Moon Rock.
Yeah, that shit been had a nigga days. About the last, I was finna say some hours that don't even exist because I ain't been had that long in my position. So I've been fucked up for at least last 2 hours. I know I've been had it for about 2 hours now.
Yeah, yeah. We in here. But yo, we in here. It's Cool Panda. Yo. I don't know why I said it like that. Do it right. Yo. No. Yo. It's Cool. I keep saying ooh.
Yo. It's Cool Panda.
Kinda like that. It's like this. Yo. Cool Panda. Nah, I don't forget. Man. We lit, y'all. We lit. All right. We coming back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yo. Welcome to another episode of Cool Panda. That's KCOOL Panda with 2 A's at the end. I'm the cool one himself, TMJ, TJ, depending on where you know me from. And then we got the man who's finally on here. You back on here. We're doing this again because we fucked up. We messed up. But it is the Shadow Grim. Say what's up to the people.
Yes, sir. What's good? It's your boy Shadow Grim checking in with my boy TMJ.
Yeah.
Doing it the right way. 2022, end of the year, all the way to 2023.
Right. We in here for real. All right. So I'm going to go back. So look, let's talk about some music. Let's talk about the music. So tell them, how did you start with the music? Just go tell them how you started. Just the first moment you was like, I want to make music. Tell them that. First moment, what made you think
I
could do music?
I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I was riding with my uncle, and I had just found out that we was gonna be moving to Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm in the car with my uncle, and he playing this music, and he playing loud. Lo and behold, he was playing Project Pat, Mr. Don't Play. And then he was playing like Three Six Mafia, When the Smoke Clears. And he would play this stuff over and over on CD till the CD be about to get scratched. And when I listen to them songs, I'm like, bruh, at some point, I ain't know when. Because back then I had a material. I ain't know what to get, like what mic, you know what I'm saying? I ain't know what to do it.
Yeah.
Do it on at the time. So I was just like, shit. At some point, I'm gonna start recording music.
Right.
It just ended up being when it was in 2004. Might have been earlier than that, 2003, something like that.
That's like I was saying earlier, we used the PlayStation 2 headset.
I used a PlayStation 2 headset to record some good songs until it got a shortage in it, and it made it real hard to record. I used to have to move it around sometimes.
Right.
Because I'd be trying to record.
I think I remember you telling me that. You go, I got to hold it a certain way. All right, now go.
Yeah, I'd be trying to record while my folks ain't at the crib. And man, the shit be like static in it. So I'd be trying to move around. Because once you got to get it in a perfect spot so it won't be no static or nothing. And I just gone record after that. And shoot, I used that mic up until 2012 when I recorded In the Wind for the 2011 on datpiff.com. But yeah, I used that mic up until then. Then after that, I started using the M Audio.
Yeah, that's when you put me on to that too.
Yeah, the condensers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to go for real. Cause it,
that's where we at right now.
Hell yeah. Condensers all day. Cause that's where you get your good quality sound and shit.
I felt like to go in with what you were saying, I feel like, I don't know, maybe I thought I could do music or not. I don't even know. But that day you came over, I don't know if you remember. We was at the same school, and you walked to my house, and then you saw I had a keyboard.
Yeah.
And he's like, you could play.
He's
like, can I play? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. He started playing. He started making a beat on it. I'm like, I turn around like, what the fuck?
When I showed like, you the stuff he could do.
I'm like, he could do all that. He's like, yeah. So I was like, all right, bet. So then once you left, that's all I was doing. I was just like in there and just figuring this shit out. And then I started going and going. Eventually, I found my own little softwares. And then I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I felt like this is it. Yeah. I just had a drive to just keep doing this.
Yeah, I still remember. I came from Mississippi, so you know the country in me.
That was 12. I was like 12, 13. I was like, yeah. You know, little kids, when they first start rapping, they talk about what's around them first.
Yeah, I was deep into posting like MP3s and WAV formats on MySpace.com. And SoundClick.
Right. How did MySpace page? Mine's still up.
Yeah, mine's still up. I ain't trying to log in.
I can't even ask. I don't remember the password.
Yeah, I probably get it if I know the email. If I know the exact email to go to, yeah. I probably get it then. But
MySpace used to be like, bruh, that was shit. You had your own songs playing, bruh. You was like, oh shit, bruh. That shit was crazy, bruh.
Backgrounds and shit.
Exactly.
You couldn't do none of that on Facebook.
What's a background you remember you had? I think I had like a black with some stars and some shit.
Man, I think I had like this. I had like a Grim Reaper background.
I remember that.
I think I damn near had like a Three Six Mafia background, and it was like just some random ass space planet type background or some shit like that. Or like I had like an NBA player, just random shit. Then the music
was hard.
Then the music be playing. So
nobody doing it still. Facebook and them still ain't did nothing like that.
Nah. But it's. I mean, I'm gonna say Facebook got better because they really got better because of Instagram. Because like now, like when you post like your music online, like they have you can search it, or you can add the music to the video feed or story, and you can play the song, whatever song you want to do this shit. that shit convenient as hell when you just want to play some music.
Yeah.
Cause I be seeing the tab come up all the time to like share music, and I just share it that way sometime without just having to post a link or just go to the song on my phone and like upload it and play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't got any songs on the music page for MySpace, but I know they're still there, and I'd be like, I'd be wanting to go back and just listen, but it sounds terrible, bro. It's old. It's old as hell. It was just like,
hey, but the fact that we was able to put stuff on there and then just look at the plays go up, that was the best feeling in the world for me. Like posting something. I think I want to say the most plays I ever got on MySpace, it might have been like 17,000 or 25,000. I thought I was Drake or somebody. And it wasn't nothing but just a few little plays. And then you could set the songs to be downloaded. This shit was so fun back then. Yeah. When MySpace ended, I had to start over really because Facebook at the time, they ain't really had where you can post links and stuff. It wasn't like it is now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it took it a while to evolve, and then you couldn't even post like no music or nothing. Like it took them a while to like add it where you can add music and all it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. I remember getting on Facebook, my cousin she like, I'm gonna make you a profile, and then she took a picture of me right there. Took a picture of me, and that was my picture. A very first picture still up there on Facebook. My very first one uploaded is that same 12-year-old just like, huh? Took a picture.
Damn.
And that's how I got on Facebook. You know, just whatever. Because I wasn't on Twitch. She was, you know, social media was coming about. I wasn't paying attention. I knew about MySpace because of the music. But as far as like communicating with people and sharing stuff, like Facebook, you know, talking to people, I wasn't even doing all that stuff until like later, until we like in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
High school is where it was like, all right, yeah, you know, follow this person. It started to matter and shit. But like, whatever. But I do miss MySpace. I wish like it was something like that still, which is still going. MySpace still going, just not as big. You know what I'm saying?
Overseas, like people still use MySpace.
Yeah,
overseas.
But like that back, the fact that it, the backgrounds when people go to your page, you don't got that on Instagram. You don't got that on Facebook.
Nah.
When people go to your page, they can hear a song that you play and a background. Come on.
Yeah, because Tumblr, like
they had
the stuff like that, like MySpace.
Yeah. And that's why people like them.
I ain't never get into Tumblr though. I was just on Twitter.
I ain't really get on it either.
Yeah, I was on Twitter all the time.
But it was like, I knew it was like a big community though. I knew a lot of people who was on there and like doing a lot of shit. So I was like, okay. That was the four, like Facebook, Tumblr, MySpace, and Twitter. Yeah. And YouTube was like, is the video shit. It wasn't really social media, but it was on the creep up too though. What was your tell me your first song that you put out. What was the name of that song?
First song that I put out? Man, I don't even remember, but I think I can remember like a song. Man, god damn.
The oldest song you remember.
Oh yeah. Okay. It was a song I had. It was like from 2004. It was called 6 Feet Deep. And then like, it was basically, I put the microphone up to the keyboard.
Yeah.
And then I like play whatever beat that was next on the list. And shit,
that's what we had.
I was just on the mic, coming 6 feet deep, nigga. It was like trying to be on some on some 90s shit. Yeah. It was like real boom bap. But that shit was cool because at that time, you couldn't just like make a real ass beat on that joint. You really needed an MPC.
Right.
But it was cool for the time because shit, they was hip hop beats, even, you know what I'm saying, like made for that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's what we had to do back then. That's how I made all my old beats, where I had to put the microphone to the speaker and play that jump for a whole 4 minutes. Like, whatever long the song's supposed to be, this song will be 3 minutes long. I'm gonna play this song, play this one part over and over and over for 3 minutes. That's what I had to do for the longest until I was like, okay, I can loop it. You know what I'm saying? Copy and paste. Before all that, I was just like playing it for 3 minutes straight. Trying, but you know, if you listen to the old junks, if they ever come back, the old junks, you can hear it. You can hear me mess up on certain notes. It'd be like, dun, 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 dun. I'll keep going though. Cause I'm like, fuck it, keep going. And then I'll go back and do the lyrics over it.
Yeah, because by the time you start rapping, they be listening to the lyrics. Right. And they probably won't even be heard.
They don't even hear it.
Yeah. But it's still as a musician, you be like, you will hear it. Even though they ain't heard it, you still hear it. Be like,
right.
When they hear it this time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's how it was for us in band. You think band helped you out with the music a lot when you joined band? As far as the music, and I know you was on drums and shit, did it help you with your beat making? Because you understood the drums?
Yeah. I think it helped out because we was listening to, like, especially in marching band, we was listening to a lot of different old school jams that we'd be trying to march to for one of the football games. And I think that gave me a chance to listen to songs that I may have heard or may have not heard. Might want to sample some stuff for some upcoming stuff.
Right.
At the time. So, yeah.
Like, I saw, because I was playing the trumpet, me seeing how people had different parts. You know, I had, like, trumpet one, trumpet two, trumpet three. I was, like, just seeing how, even though we playing the same instrument, you playing something different that's going to harmonize or do something with my part. When I understood that, I'm like, oh, okay. That helps with my beat making, where it's like, I understand how stuff should just flow together.
You know what I'm saying?
No matter what instrument it is now, because our band director, he'd be like, all right, just the clarinets, right? And I hear their part, and then he'd be like, just y'all. And I hear it all together. I'm like, okay, I see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And it helped me with my beat making, like trying to organize and make it all complex like I wanted to be. I think they help a lot. Even though at the first, I was like, man, but man, I was like, man, we ain't, you know what I'm saying? We weren't even trying to be like that. Like, oh, y'all finna march. Like, what? What? Y'all finna march. I'm like,
shit.
Out there marching and shit. going backwards. But it was some fun years, bro. Man, that junior year, bro. Come on, that junior year.
In the bro, I was just thinking about this shit. The championship game.
Yeah, junior year.
When we was here, in Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
At the championship game, man, it was cold. I was like, man, it was cold as a motherfucker that day.
Yeah,
man, it was cold as hell. I'm talking about, bro. Your coat, whatever you had on, wasn't doing, you know, just, I think it had snowed or something.
And it was
like freeze rain.
We had to have the heat warmer things, the hand warmers on the hand, just to play the notes and shit.
Yeah, yeah, that shit was crazy. But man, I had a lot of fun that day. I think my pants was soaking wet. And then my motherfucking ass, I think I end up wearing jeans. I ended up wearing jeans on the field of march because I forgot my fucking pants. Something happened. But you know what? I say that, but I end up using somebody else's pants.
Okay.
So I end up being straight, but they weren't exactly like the pants that they was wearing.
Yeah.
But it was like, it worked. But this
Band food, you go to the store, come back, like, all right, everybody on the bus go get like Wendy's, Burger King or something before, and just be like, yeah, fool, we finna, and then walk back with some snacks and get on the bus and be chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit was, I didn't think it was gonna be that fun. People sleeping on the band folks, bro. It's more lit than the football bus. I've been on it. It's just a bunch of dudes. It's a bunch of dudes just being stupid. But the band bus got females and stuff too. It's like, hey, you know, it's more community.
Yeah.
Community. Football folks, they just talking shit the whole time, bro. It's like, who dick is bigger? It really is like that, even on a small scale. And they don't know that that's what they doing.
Yeah.
That's what they doing. It's like, I'm just on the bus, just chilling, looking around, I'm like, man, shit. And it's like, I hear them like, I did this, I did that. And it's like, man, it don't even matter.
I promise.
Anyway, I ain't gonna hate on them like that. It was just the fact that once I realized the difference, because I was on both buses, on the football bus at one point and I was on the band bus, it was just different. It just, the vibe was different. The band bus was actually more live because it was just different people. You know what I'm saying? More people talking, different. On the football bus, it's all football. That's it. Just football. That's it. And it's like, I like football. That's why I'm on a team and shit. But it's like, I kind of, you know, it's a bunch of dudes.
That's all it really was. A bunch of dudes.
And so after a while, so many times on the bus, was just a bunch of dudes. Like, all right, man, just leave me alone. Put my headphones in and be like, wake me up when we get back to the school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it. So, that's what it was. So, but I mean, that's why I was like, basically chose band over football. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm like, yeah, I'm done with this. I told the coach, I'm like, I'm quitting. Sophomore year.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
And I came back to band. It was like, all right, you marching. And I was like, all right, whatever.
I remember that shit like it was yesterday.
I was like, man, I quit. That was your own favoritism, though. I know there's like people like, oh, that's what coaches do, show favoritism. I'm like, what, why? Okay, if you showing favoritism to somebody, right, then why do I need to work hard at all? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you only looking at him, I don't need to do shit. And so, because you ain't finna help me get better. You're not helping the team get better. You're helping one individual get better. You see what I'm saying? So if that, when that individual leaves, like they did, right?
Yeah.
Old dude, I forget his name. Once he graduated from high school, he was a senior. When he was a junior, he was a senior and we won a championship. Once he graduated, did they win any more championships? Nope. You know what I'm saying? It's like, as a team, you suck. It's just because of him. It's because you only focus on him. Instead of focus on the whole team as a whole, you focus on him. So it sucked for like years. You know this. The team sucked. We won one championship. It was like, next year, lost. You know what I'm saying? It's
like, I remember this shit because, I'm thinking, bro, next year, senior year, we're going to recapture the same guys we captured our junior year. Man, we got our ass beat. First of all, I don't even think they even was winning a whole bunch of games like that.
That wasn't.
like by the time the tournament started, I think we had lost like their second game we lost. So I was like, bro, we really out. We really going back. We really ending senior year like this.
Junior year for us was the best year we had. It was our senior year, even though we weren't seniors.
Yeah, junior year was lit, man. Because I enjoyed the little travel we were doing. Because first we came to Murfreesboro, and we came to Jackson or Nashville or something. I can't even remember, but that shit was fun, bro.
Yeah, Anyway, I chose band. Here we are with the recording music. We back live at you. But look, we're gonna take a shot break. Shot break.
Yes,
sir. You ready to take one this time?
Yeah, I'm going to take a shot
break. All right, we're going to take one this time. Shot break, and we're going to be right back on Cool Panda.
Cool Panda.
All right. We here. We back. Yo, we back. All right, so we're going to do another segment of Food Moves. That's when we talk about food and shit. Whatever topics, it may be just food-related topics. All right, this time, let's see. What was the best restaurant experience you had? Think about that. The best, or you went to a restaurant somewhere. It could be anywhere. I know you've been to a few places. Went to a restaurant, and you was just like, yo, this is the best food I ever had. You ever had one of those moments?
Man, I think I did have a moment like that recently, and it was at this place called Soul Fish Cafe.
What was that at? What city?
It's in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Is it downtown?
No. You know what? I want to say they actually do have one somewhere out there, but this one was in the Cordova area.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, what? Tell me about it. What you like about it? What you get?
Man, I had these two shrimp tacos. Man, look like they was sent from the heavens. They was fire, man.
Was it fried or was it?
It was like grilled.
Grilled.
Yep.
What was on it? What else you got on it?
Man, it was like some hot sauce, and it was just like some like a little lettuce in there. And they didn't really go too hard on like all the insides, but they had plenty of pieces of shrimp in there. It was fine. Like they had cheese and everything too.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Chop shop. I'm telling you, the next door, bro. Anyway, back to it. We were saying best restaurant. So you got the shrimp tacos, and I know you want to get some of that later. We'll try to get some of that.
Hell yeah.
Is that like the best tacos you ever had?
Nah, I ain't the best tacos I had. The best tacos I had that came from this taco truck called Taco and Gunners.
Yeah.
It's in Memphis, Tennessee. It's off of Summer Avenue. They got more than one location. But man, them tacos so fire, man. I had the chicken tacos.
Yeah.
I usually get three chicken tacos. And then one day I went, I had three shrimp tacos. Yeah. Man.
You like that shrimp tacos?
Yeah. But I think honestly, to be honest, this time I think I like the chicken better.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I be like, we used to one job, we used to make mahi tacos. That shit was fire. I don't know, it's just the seasoning of the fish tacos. It was like lemon pepper with some crema, like that, like Mexican sour cream. Yeah. That shit was fire. And I was like, I didn't even eat the food like that, but that's cause I worked there, I get to make my own taco, you know what I'm saying? Like I get the meat, but then I can put whatever I want in. And that's the good thing about working in restaurants. I can just take whatever, bro. So, like yesterday, I had, we got the way most people do their wings, like for restaurants, they're like baking in the oven, like halfway. It's not done yet, but it's like halfway done. And then they'll portion it up to whatever portion you're supposed to get per order, right? And then they, when it's time for you to order, they'll drop it in the fryer and it'll crispy up and cook it the rest of the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how they do it. Or some jobs drop it in the fryer first halfway, and then when you're ready, they'll drop it anyway. So whenever I had to do that for prep or some shit, I get me some fresh wings, bro, and toss it in some flour. At first, because these wings got skin on them, I had to learn that the hard way, that skin wings with skin on is hard to fry because then it's like double layer and then shit is nasty, bro. That shit, you like, ugh. But so like, forget the buttermilk when it got skin on it. Forget the buttermilk and shit. Just throw that shit in flour if it got skin on it. Throw it in flour. If you wash your chicken, most people do. You should, I guess. I don't really know. People say different stuff, but you wash your chicken. It's still just, if the chicken is wet, it doesn't even matter. Just throw it in flour. Make sure you got a good coating. Use some oil, whatever it is. And then just fry that shit. And that shit come out crispy. And I left that shit down for like 13 minutes in the fryer. And I was like, because I'm like, this shit got to be done. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of black people don't play with, like, we like chicken. But when it comes to cooking chicken, we don't play like that shit need to be done. If it's pink or anything, we like, nah. Nope, I don't want none of that. It's like, that shit gotta be done. It's like, nah, this something ain't right with this shit. Mm-hmm. I cook a this is gonna be embarrassing, but I cooked some chicken one time. Some like big chicken legs, fried it, and I bit into one part, that shit snapped like an apple when I bit into it. And I ain't like it. I was like, it ain't supposed to do that. It wasn't bleeding or nothing. It supposed to be done, but the way it was, that kind of chicken, it was like, this got to be one of those Star Wars chickens, right? Because as soon as I bent into that shit, it was just like a bunch of meat, yeah. But that shit just, like, popped off like an apple. It was like, I ain't like it. I was like, I ain't the rest of it. I was like, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
But I had these one tacos at work. There was one lady. She was, I forget where she was from. She was Hispanic, but I forget which country. And she made some tacos that she had cucumbers in it, and then she had avocados in it, and lime and something else. And that shit was so, bro, that was some real tacos. Some real tacos. I was like, this shit was fire. I was like, yo, she made some enchiladas. She made some, I used to eat these all the time when I was little for some reason, and then we stopped. I didn't even know it was a Hispanic thing until later. Tamales.
She made some tamales, bro.
That shit. I used to dump that shit in some sriracha honey or whatever. It was sweet. Nah, what was it? Mango habanero sauce. That shit was fire. I was like, yo. We were like, They're like, it's good. Yeah. I was like, everybody coming there with lined up with a plate, bro. Because it's just stuff she brought from home. And she used the restaurant we were working at to cook the shit, their shit. So it was like for real. And that shit was like, everybody was like, damn. That's the only thing I had to leave because I couldn't get that food no more. But I had to go. I quit. I was like, I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? So we in here though.
Yeah.
So one of these days, I'm going to open my own restaurant. I thought about having a taco spot because I like tacos, but I don't know. We'll see how I go. I know enough food at this point. I think I can at least run a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? But we'll figure it out. You got any other food recently that you was like, man, this shit fire?
Man, Nukes.
Nukes. You been on the Nukes lately?
Yeah, Nukes. Either.
You had that Q. What's it called?
Nah, I ain't even had it. I had the chili taco salad.
Oh, you told me that earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruh, get that. It's like white barbecue sauce. That shit.
Oh yeah, I seen it.
That shit fire, bruh.
I can't even picture like.
If you don't want to get tacos right now, we go get Nukes out of this. I don't even care. We can go. It's two of them down here.
For real.
I'll get that sandwich. That's up to you though. You want tacos? I know where we're gonna get some tacos.
It's up to you, man. Really, cause I'm down here. I'm trying to see what kind of food y'all be eating.
we lit up in here. Look at him lit.
Hell yeah.
The camera is down there. There you go. You
yeah. I'm tripping.
We're gonna get. I don't know. I was feeling Nukes for a minute, but tacos. I don't know.
But I can't get over how good them waffles was earlier, man. God, them waffles was good, man.
Bro, I saw you was like so satisfied. You was like, bro, like shut up. I don't care about nothing. I don't tell me nothing. I was just like,
I promise them black folks know how to feed a nigga, man. That motherfucker, I'm telling you. That shit was lit. I fucked with it.
Well, let's take a shot break. For real. I'm gonna take another one. And we're gonna be right back on Cool Panda. Hey. We on here, bro. We back.
Oh, shit. I told you. Shit. Yeah. Shit.
All right. So the last topic, since we haven't had this real conversation with you, we talked about this before on the podcast, but it's new stuff and da da da. Let's see what you got talking about. How do you feel about aliens? Do you think aliens is amongst us?
Man, we would be fools that we the only one in the universe.
Okay.
I think it is multiple Earth-like planets out there. Some with nothing, some with a few aliens. Now, when I say aliens, are they aliens that's like as keen and smart like us?
Yeah.
Probably not. It's probably some type of creatures. But thing is, if there's planets like the Earth that's out there, then at least we know when we get the technology, we got a place we could go if things get bad here.
Yeah.
But as far as aliens are concerned, I'm pretty sure aliens and I already touched down on Earth, left, came back while we was sleeping type shit.
All right, we finna get deep into this quick. You ready for this, bruh? Shadow Grill, you ready? Bruh, so what's about, how you feel about knowing that alien, that Earth, right? This is a theory we talked about one time. The Earth is a vacation spot for aliens. They come here just to visit and leave, but like to them, this is like nothing. This whole planet is nothing. It's just like a place to go for fun because we stupid like that.
Yeah, because they're trying to see where we at with this technology, man. Because they, you know what I'm saying, we ain't a threat to them.
Right.
Because 10 times out of 10, if they moving around in space in some kind of spaceship, they obviously got something we don't.
Yeah.
So I feel like if anything, they just come here to check on us, try to see if we done started another war. I know they was around during them wars and
in
shit.
In the car and shit.
Yeah.
That's that one dude. Anyway, go ahead. Keep going. We in the garage. Y'all understand. Keep going.
Yeah, it's going down. But, yeah, man. Them aliens out there, man. They out there and they visiting. When you least expect it.
What you think? Why you think they so quiet about it though? Why you think the aliens ain't letting themselves be known though? You know what I'm saying? It's nothing to them just be like, hey, we here. You know what I'm saying? Why you think it's still secretive of aliens? You think the government is doing that, or you think the aliens is actually controlling everything?
I think it's mostly the government, man. I believe.
Man in black.
I believe if they told us half the shit that they done seen or uncovered, man, all of us would lose our mind that some of the stuff they probably got covered up for real. Like Roswell, all that bullshit. Yeah, you remember Roswell, man?
Yeah.
The crash site.
Yeah.
All that shit, but I mean, it's crazy though. It just depends on how you look at it. But like, I feel like we're gonna always get visits from aliens because our like will to build like different and new technology is just too strong. Like every time you turn your back, it's something new. It's something new out.
Right. So
man, they're gonna be watching to see how good we get.
How about this theory? Listen to this one. So, like, the aliens came, right, to caveman, right? The aliens came and they smart, right? It's like a bacteria, though. And then they missed that bacteria, these aliens, with the caveman, right? And then over time, that made us. How you feel about that? So, the aliens came as bacteria.
Yeah.
And then they went inside the bodies of the caveman that was supposed to be stupid and shit. And the aliens made them smarter, which is what we are. That's one theory. that we are the alien. We like a hybrid of the aliens, and that's why we seem so special. Because he's like, how did this happen? You know what I'm saying? How are we human? You know what I'm saying? Like, versus cavemen, when cavemen basically act like animals, right? They go off of instinct for the most part until they didn't. They started thinking.
You know, I believe aliens built the pyramids.
They say it was gold. The pyramids used to be just gold. Now it's just
stone. Possible. That's possible.
Like it's wither away or something. Something happened to make it turn into stone.
I think aliens build pyramids because to this day they still can't figure out what they use to like construct all them boulders of like blocks.
Yeah.
Like they was huge. Like what kind of technology they use? And like many people believe it was like a lot of alien technology that they use. And the aliens just sort of levitated all these blocks together and made the pyramid. Like, it's so many different theories on this shit. Mm-hmm. But, I believe them aliens that came here plenty of times, we just don't really pay no attention to it. Like, now, if something pop up on the news about an alien, of course, it's going to be a trending topic like any other. But let this shit be real one day. We're gonna lose our head, man.
We think if they came to say like, apparently they said something like that, but you know the government right now, they probably already did it. But it, just say for us to see it right now, the government like aliens are real. We'll be like, I feel like we'll still be like okay, right? Until we see proof of it. But then in order to see proof of it, right?
Yeah, to this.
But what I'm saying though, like to actually see proof of it, it's not, they can't show us on TV. Cause we were like, oh, that was on TV. You know what I'm saying? In order for us, I think at this point, human beings to really believe they're aliens, they have to see it themselves. An alien would have to come and land and actually be like, hey, I'm here. And then it would like, oh shit, aliens, and then we'll panic. But the government just like aliens, oh, they trying to distract us for what's really going on. That's what I'm saying. So it's like aliens would have to, like, we have to see it at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and at this point, too, why, you know, they always try to put us against each other, like the aliens is going to be a war. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't even think, that stuff be the movies. I don't even think it'll be a war.
What you think?
If the aliens, when they come, they just going to, man, they going to have something to just zap all this shit. It ain't going to even be a war. Like, like literally, they gonna have technology to just zap shit. Like, it ain't gonna be no war. Like War of the Worlds.
Yeah,
man, it ain't gonna be nothing like that, man. If they come, they gonna take it, and it's gonna be so quick. But you gotta think, man. They are in another lane compared to us, so they gonna be swift and smooth with everything, man.
So are you scared that the aliens might be coming, or you ain't worried?
Man, I think we're gonna definitely see something in this lifetime. Like we living in the perfect time period, man. Because as we get older, man, we gonna see lots of firsts.
Yeah,
like we gonna see like the first man mission to Mars or some shit. Like,
yeah,
I think we'll see stuff like that as we get like into our late 30s and 40s. But like for real, it's gonna be some interesting times, and definitely with our kids and everything grow up too. It's gonna be a lot of it.
Yeah. That shit crazy, bro.
Hell yeah.
Let me see where we at. Okay, one more question then. So what would you do then? This question. What would you do if the aliens came? I think I would, depending on what they're doing. If it's like Battle Los Angeles, you seen that one?
That was my shit.
I know, bro. It's been a minute.
That
I had to remind people who see all that. So it's like, but yeah, if it's like that, then we just gonna have to start fighting. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna start shooting. We got to. That's it. Cause they come and shooting, they got like, you know, different versions of them and shit. They up here just popping out of water. We're going to just start a war. But if they're if they War of the Worlds, how they came from the ground.
Yeah.
What you gonna do with that, bro? How you gonna do that?
Man, I think my first thing would be like if aliens just showed up out of nowhere, I'd be trying to see what they doing. Like, what's the first thing that the first move they make? I'd be trying to figure out what it is so I can see, do I need to drive this way, that way, or that way? Because I'm trying to get as far away from the motherfuckers as possible because I don't trust nothing new in my backyard.
Right.
Trying to run shit. Because, you know, once they get here, they're going to be trying to run something.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, okay, we superior to them, blah, blah, blah. They ain't can't visit us. We visit them. So, you know, for real, like.
They ain't came to visit us, but we came to visit them, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So they ain't shit. We gonna take them all out. Zip.
Yo, I'm telling you. That shit. That's how it
works. Well, how you think it gonna look, though? How you, like, because there's been so many different types of aliens. Do you think it's still different types of aliens?
Man, I think they'd be like these, like.
Legit, like, what you think?
Giant mimic. You seen that movie Mimic? I think they'd be just like them. Man, you ain't check out that Mimic. That's a good movie. Man, but I think they'd be just like the creatures on Mimic or some shit.
Okay.
Or like the creatures on Aliens. Like Alien. I think they're gonna be like some type of like creature. It ain't gonna be like no gray man or nothing like that. You know they got the gray man. That's the popular way the aliens look, but I think they're gonna be more like a
creature.
Like, yeah, creature, lizard, insect type of being, something like that. Yeah, yeah. They're gonna have plenty of technology though. Something to just zap.
Yeah, we'll see how it go. We'll see how it go. It's coming soon. I think we all feeling it. But look, we're gonna take a is it the end? I think it is. We about to take another shot, bro. I think I might do it anyway, but I think we at the end. We made it, bro. Any last comments about the aliens? Because what do you think? What if the aliens came in peace? What if the aliens came in peace and they wanted to just integrate with us?
If the aliens come in peace, then we going to be the ones act like a damn fool.
We're going to kill them
and run them and treat them like a Native American.
Right.
Well, you know what? They'll be, man, working at Chipotle, serving you fucking dinner and shit.
You ain't even understand what they saying.
Hell no. I'm telling you, bro.
I go to the pool, bro. I go to the pool. You're like, hey, can I get a McDouble? You're like, oop, that, 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 that. Yeah, I like some ketchup on the side.
Yeah,
that shit gonna be crazy. That's what I feel like. Eventually, yeah, this world is gonna be integrated with different species from different galaxies and
I don't even think that
planets.
I don't even think ain't shit gonna be unified if they like. I don't think they could work together. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like the aliens and humans could work together.
Yeah,
no situation. I think the aliens that's gonna come is gonna be trying to take what we got, and that's the Earth, because wherever planet they coming from, it could be overpopulated and they want something new, or they just want to, you know, had it that godly take over the world mindset.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, it's going to be, we ain't going to like it, but it's going to be history for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be like real life history, and it'll change the world as we know it. Like, playing a video game or just looking at your phone won't even matter when it's aliens like actually on Earth
running around.
And that's gonna be the center of attention on your television screen. You just gonna be like, what is this spectacle? And like, I can't believe this is going on in my time in 2022 or 2032, whenever the time may come.
Man, people gonna be up here like going to school with aliens and shit. It's gonna be integrated, bro. They could be on here. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, they gonna be like fighting. I think they will, if they come trying to take over, I think everything we try to think about, though, weaknesses-wise, I don't think they got any weakness. The people are like, oh, they got to have some weakness. I'm like, if they, it's just the fact that they managed to get here from wherever they at, that means they obviously smarter than us.
It was a movie I watched called, on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah,
it's called Significant Other, and it turned out to be an alien movie, and it was actually pretty good.
Okay, all right, check it out then.
Yeah, you gotta check that out. It's actually good.
All right, well look, we at the end of this episode. We got shout out the end,
my man.
We got shout out grandma. We're gonna do another episode.
Check out them projects.
Tell them about that album. Tell them about that
album. December 6th, 2022.
Yeah.
Man, new singles, new everything, especially going into 2023. It's going to be so much going on. I think I might take a break. It's going to be short, though. Trust me.
What's the name of the album? Tell them the name.
Ukina. The Ukina LP.
It's going to be on Spotify.
Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Amazon Prime, Pandora, Tidal.
All that.
Man, everything. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to make some videos soon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got to make some videos. I'm really too old for TikTok, but I be thinking about doing shit. Just to get one out the way.
Right. But yeah. Anyway, make sure y'all... tell them to subscribe to you, too. What's your Instagram and shit?
Man, Shadow Grandma on all platforms. Shadow Grandma everything. If you're trying to search me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all also follow KC_Panda. I think you got 2 A's at the end. So KC_Panda with 2 A's at the end. And then subscribe to our YouTube channel, Dream More City Network, for more episodes of the video. As you've seen what I'm talking about. If you're listening, we on video, YouTube. Go subscribe, tell your friends and everything. We got some merchandise coming for y'all soon. Get ready for that Cool Panda drop. It's coming. We up here, we chilling, y'all. This is podcast is finna change. We finna take over. We changed. I know we in the garage, but mark my words.
New era, no shoot.
New era. So, anyway, all being said, you got anything? That's it.
Check out them projects, man.
Check out them projects. We coming. All right, I'll see y'all later, and we out like so.